And we're recording. So
as we start, Ashley was right about the giraffe over the gorilla. So number one, we'll give you that.
All right, but I do have, along with that, I do have to apologize for something because I stated something as fact that was, in fact, not fact, and that is that more priests have committed something.
Because we don't know.
Because there's no way to quantify it.
Yes.
I will,
We don't want to paint with a broad brush.
Yes, I'm not, I don't want to paint anything with a broad brush. So I'm apologizing for misspeaking and stating that's fact. However, I constantly speak word vomit. Mm-hmm. And I can't always apologize. So if there's something that, you know, people find offensive, here's a broad stroke. I apologize that you are offended. I can't apologize for everything.
No, absolutely. And that's totally cool. So also, we would like to thank our friends at Hawbrook Enterprises who wanted us to drink, to sample some of their products today. We have the new Modelo Oro, which is basically the Modelo version of Mich Ultra, and it's quite good. And then some Simply Spiked Lemonade.
This one, this blueberry one's fantastic.
Yes, Ashley's doing the blueberry, and Frankie and I are doing the Modelo Oro. So yeah, so good stuff.
It's good.
Hi, Frankie.
Hi.
I feel like we just kind of started it without you, but
no, we're just diving in.
Oh yeah,
it's good.
It's all good.
But the April thing, let's get back to that for a second. I'm really sad you guys aren't wearing dresses.
You're right. I was not going to wear a dress, but I admit you were right.
So there were 232 million views on April the giraffe, who was set to give birth to this giraffe, and the zoo put up this live stream, and it was like the first live stream of its kind, and it blew every other viral video out of the water.
Yes. Like, so last April or many Aprils ago?
No, it's April the giraffe. I don't know when it was, but it was April the giraffe.
2017 or 2018.
See, I didn't know the name of the giraffe.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this giraffe story.
Well, you'll have to Google
the most popular
thing. I Googled it when we were trying to determine who was right, and we were wrong. I freely admit I'm wrong. So sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing new about that, but that may be right. You don't know.
Okay, sure. Okay, if that's the story you want to stick to, that's okay. So, but no, it's again with just everything going on this week. You know, you guys spent, as we record this on Thursday, you'll see this Friday morning. But Ashley and the rest of the team spent some time at the Cold Food Show today. And how incredible is it that an organ is 150 years old? Cold's Wholesale.
Wow,
it's amazing.
The fifth generation Earhart is the current president, and to see just like this dynasty almost, I guess, if you will, is incredible. And all the people, and you walk around, you see so many familiar faces that work for Kohl's. So not only is it great for, you know, of course the community, because Kohl Wholesale is an amazing company, but they employ so many people. And even this food show alone brings so many people from around the area, and even other sides of the country.
Yeah.
That
fills hotel rooms, all that stuff.
So it really is just a great thing. And they said today alone, they think they saw close to like 1,500 people come through there. So it was outstanding.
It is. And they do a great job. Of course, they're one of our sponsors, and we appreciate their support. But we really appreciate what they've done for the entire community by providing jobs for 150 years. I mean, again, it's that's pretty impressive. They've got, you know, the nice new facility out there on South on 57 and modern, state-of-the-art, all that good stuff. And once again, can't say enough about them. And so it was that will run on Muddy River News this week over the weekend. That full of that. Steve Einger wrote a smaller piece that'll run, and then we'll run the video component on Saturday. So yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. How old is Walter Lewis Fluid Technologies?
54 years.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's good.
That's great.
So Walter Lewis and Kohl's Wholesale yesterday. Had a meeting. So down in the underground warehouse, because Kohl's, I mean, has that.
Yeah.
They've got warehouses down there. Ever been down there?
Oh, yeah.
Warehouses?
Mm-hmm. Kind of freaky. Underground warehouse? To me, I feel.
It's pretty cool.
It's cool. It's a little freaky, but it's cool.
It's always 55 degrees or whatever. And then you can,
Yep.
It's amazing how large the underground warehouses are.
And how far back they go, how far to the east under the city they go.
Yeah. And far south.
Yeah.
They go really far south, too. It's unbelievable.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I was years ago, of course, they had before the Earhart family and Kohl's owned it when they were under previous ownership, I believe they had, one of the walls collapsed and there were a couple people in there.
That's
and,
why it's freaky.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But I think they've tried to the safety and bust, you know, making it a little, make it safe. And they've really done. And I have friends who work there too. And they're just like, it is a cool place. And again, you're nice and cool. It's 55 degrees. Yeah. You wear your coat and your jacket to work every day. But it's good.
You always know exactly what
to wear to work. Yeah.
There's no surprises.
No guessing. And speaking of that, it's also cooler in here than it was last week too.
It's lovely in here today.
I'd like to thank Mark's properties for fixing the air conditioning. Appreciate that. Much better last week, and we were here just sweating. We were sweating for lots of reasons, but we were mostly sweating because it was just darn warm in here. So,
yeah.
But,
goodness.
So what else is going on? I feel like so we talk about some good stuff. There's probably some stuff that's not awesome happening, right?
There's been a lot of not awesome stuff in the last month. Yeah. And there's been a bit of that. We also are preparing for on Monday. We will have the closing arguments in the ComEd 4 case up in Chicago. And of course, Mike McLean of Quincy is involved in that. So that should wrap up next week, and that's going to be very interesting to see.
That's just
closing arguments, jury.
Is it just McLean?
There's four people.
It's four guys.
Yeah, it's okay. McLean, John Hooker, former CEO, former lobbyist for ComEd, former ComEd CEO and Promajori, and then lobbyist Jay Doherty. They're in McLean. They're the four people who are on trial, and. It's going to be real interesting to see who. I don't think all four will end up being found guilty.
I don't think so.
No. But I think at least two people will. And then we'll see what happens, because then we'll do it all again next year when McLean and Mike Madigan are on trial for the racketeering part of this.
Yeah.
So this is just the bribery part. Next year you get the racketeering. So,
I wonder if you could bribe your way out of a bribery trial. If you're good enough, you probably could.
Probably not. I don't think that'd be the way to go. But you never know.
If you're that far deep, you might as well.
You get one juror, I guess, who you can make it happen. But that's, that probably wouldn't work out so well.
It would behoove them very well. I wouldn't think so. You would think that you wouldn't do that anyway to begin with, but.
No.
When are we going to start letting out all the people out of prison that didn't do anything?
Like the pot smokers?
Yeah. That's coming. I mean, that's been happening, right?
That needs to happen right now.
Yeah, the people.
Like the same day that you make weed legal in Illinois.
Yeah.
Right.
That should, now you can
I
make,
agree.
You can make the argument that, that should have been done in one fell swoop. That should have been they say, so tomorrow weed is legal.
Yeah.
And then also all those people that we put in jail for having, what about God's flower?
The devil's lettuce.
God's
flower is the same thing.
It just goes to show you it's good for everybody, right? It's good for both ends of the spectrum. Not kids, but.
What is? Weed?
Weed?
Yeah. It's better for you than booze.
Is it?
That's not a fact. I think it might be a fact,
Google it.
But as far
I'm
as
I'm happy with my booze. Yeah. I don't need the other stuff.
You don't need hallucinogens?
Well. No.
I don't.
Okay, so I do have one qualifier question. So what if there's someone in jail who's guilty of distributing marijuana to school age kids, younger than?
Well, yeah, that's illegal. He's
staying
in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's not getting out. No,
now,
he's
how much time do you think it's going to take all of these lawyers and whatnot to go through appeals processes? And do you think that that's going to be, do you think people are going to stay in jail just because lawyers don't want to take it on?
No, I think this is my opinion, not knowing enough about the judicial system, but I think they're letting them stay in jail because the political will to correct a humongous mistake isn't there. That's my opinion.
And also, court just moves so slowly. It's just ridiculous. And they're understaffed. I understand that. But with the process of everything, it just moves. It's all just moves so friggin' slow.
Everything government, anything political, anything government-based moves so slow.
Yeah, you can't get you can't get anything done in a timely manner.
No.
And it just because it gets bogged down and nobody can agree on the color of the sky and things like that. Now, in some cases, we're getting fast track, like the murder case that we were talking about earlier. That's getting fast track because the suspect is being held without bond. So he has to have his trial within 90 days. So that's getting fast tracked. But, not everything gets fast tracked. So it's Yeah, it just, everything just is so slow. And you go and it's like, you'll show up for something and then they'll say, okay, we're not ready. Okay, let's push it back a month. And it's like, yeah. A month? Why don't you push back a week?
Yeah.
And I know the public defenders are slammed. I know the state's attorneys are slammed. The judges are even slammed. They can't find court reporters. And
really?
Just hire some people.
Yeah. How much does court reporting make?
$80,000
a year? And they just have to learn like shorthand and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever?
Well, they got to type on that special machine.
Yeah. I feel like they need to up the technology on that. They would broaden their employment pool a little bit, I think.
Well, or they could be eliminated with if you just use voice tracking. And
there you go.
Just, don't want to say that. The court reporters do work very hard here, and it is important. But I don't think that'll ever happen. But why wouldn't you just take the voice?
I want AI to take all the jobs.
Well, no, I use the Otter when I record in court, and that's the app, and spits out. It gives me the text, and it gives me the audio, and
you know what's funny?
I take all the notes.
It was just a real weird realization today. So I use ChatGPT for my day job, and it asked you to verify you're human, and I just thought that was so funny that an AI software is like, make sure you're human, click here. I just thought that was very,
you know, this AI thing has been in the news.
Would you like to play a game?
No.
Yeah. No. What's that, 80s?
That's a 2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh. No, it was
War Games?
That was War Games.
Okay,
War Matthew Games. Broderick.
Right, okay, yeah. So it was Hal. Hal was talking to Dave, right?
Hal was talking to Dave.
I don't think so, Dave, or whatever it was.
I don't think so, Dave.
Yeah, that's what, okay. I'm getting my weird monster computers
confused. Even that's
creepy.
I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Yeah, have you ever seen 2001 Space Odyssey?
No. Is it kind of like this Megan, whatever it is, that like AI thing that was created to keep that little girlfriend company? It's kind of like that?
Well, this was 2001, A Space Odyssey, made back in 1969. Of course, in 1969, we all thought we'd have flying cars by now.
It's a little cheesier, I'm sure, but it would probably still freak me out.
Oh, it would.
Yeah.
Oh, it's super scary.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, yeah.
Director,
okay.
He directed
Clockwork Orange.
Uh-huh. And The Shining.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's super scary. But the AI thing is a really big deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of news and a lot of press. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Did you hear about the so-called AI machine that has become sentient? Have you heard about this?
I have, but again, it freaks me out too much to even dig so much down into that rabbit hole because,
there are people saying that we should stop.
I think we
should
agree.
Stop it and halt it.
I don't really like it.
Well, so there are people saying that we should stop it right now, which isn't going to happen.
There's too many big players in there.
It takes 10 years to get the regulation on this. There's these ideas where, remember when, in the history books, it says that people wanted seatbelts, and then the people saying that we should have seatbelts, they're like, you know, it's the same thing as now. We don't need no damn seatbelts.
Yeah. You can't tell me. You can't tell me to
strap myself into my own car. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that ancient, that very old debate. But it took 10 years from the time that everybody agreed we needed seatbelts to the time that seatbelt regulation actually became minted.
Goes back to how slow everything moves.
So this idea of getting AI regulation, it's not going to happen. But
then you're going to have the robot who rips off somebody's arm because he thinks they have the same strength as he does.
Hey, I saw Ultron.
Yeah.
I've seen Ultron 100 times.
Ultron.
Yeah, Avengers, Age of Ultron, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. It's Tony Stark creates Ultron to be a peacekeeping.
Ultron or Voltron?
Ultron. Ultron.
Ultron. Ultron. I feel like that's a
something, Voltron's a video game, I think. Isn't it? Maybe it's a Transformer. I don't know. Voltron, anyway, but Ultron is the program that Tony Stark creates to be a peacekeeping program that will replace the Avengers so the Avengers don't have to be the Avengers, and he ends up becoming mad and tries to destroy the world.
And that's in the Avengers?
Yeah, that's the second Avengers movie.
Okay.
So
even that freaky robot that like crawls around that kind of looks like a dog.
You know, Boston Dynamics.
Boston Dynamics, which I have reached out to that company so many times because I really want them to bring that damn dog to our company because we deal heavily in automation and I just thought it would be really neat to see something like that.
Does a Roomba bother you?
No, not really.
Yeah. That's,
because I can stomp on it, you know. Now, if it were walking around like, Miss Ashley, I see you left your something, I would be a little more freaked out just because it's like, okay, you're using intelligence that.
Well, the second that thing learns how to climb your bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And get on top of
it. Oh, that thing's getting exploded real hard.
Like that.
Yeah.
Throw it. No. Throw it against the wall.
Do you have a Roomba?
No.
Do you, Bob?
No.
No, because...
Do you want one?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't want
I got a Dyson.
Do you have an Alexa in your house? Hmm? Do you have an Alexa or a... What are those things where you...
No, we kind of talked about that.
We have an Apple Box or Apple Echo or whatever it's called.
And I couldn't get it reconnected, so I just say screw it. My brother-in-law has his whole house connected on things where he's like, Alexa, turn on this. And it kind of... Even that
I have friends who have that. And it's like, turn the oven on to 425. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going
to What if it decides to go to like 825 and burn your house down?
Well, there's also the...
It's too cold in here, Dave.
Yeah, the opposite side. I haven't seen you in a while. I went ahead and turned your heat off in the dead of winter. And then you're like,
Yeah. No. Should you really put that pizza in the oven, Bob?
I don't think you need a pizza. Okay. Yeah,
there's one with cauliflower. The freezer tells me there's one with cauliflower crust in there. You should have that one.
Eat some broccoli instead.
Oh, by the way, if you guys ever serve me a pizza with cauliflower crust,
Oh my gosh.
Just don't tell me it's not bad.
It's delicious.
Right, but don't tell
me. But it's not the same. It's passable. If I'm a guest at somebody's house, I'm not going to go, ooh, gross. I'll eat it, but it's still not the same thing.
Papo's had the most delicious cauliflower crust pizza ever. And my daughter, who can't have gluten because she has an intolerance, loved it. And now she can't find another one that tastes like it. So. Unless Papo's comes back.
Do they have frozen cauliflower pizzas in the section?
It's definitely not the same.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. For sure they do. But my point is, don't tell me what the crust is made of when you're serving it to me. Just let me eat it. Also, don't tell me what's in Made Right. Don't tell me what's in the pork sausage.
The Chicago style hot dog. I don't want to know what's on a hot dog. I just want to eat the hot dog.
And Brittany and I were talking about that today at the food show, and she was talking about some dye, and I was like, well, what's that? And she was like, everything. I'm like, yeah, I wish I could go organic because I know that it's probably healthy and it'll make my kids feel healthier and blah, blah, blah. But it is so, it's almost impossible to know. It's expensive, but even walking into Hy-Vee, how do I know that this organic thing that cost me four times as much is really organic? Because I read this interesting study the other day. Well, it was actually just kind of fact sheet, but a lot of the natural, like the smaller mom pa, like organic companies, let's say Tom's when it started, like the toothpaste has been bought out by SC Johnson, and now they're using all of their ingredients in Tom's, but they're still marketing it as organic. So it's impossible to tell what is actually organic or doesn't have this certain thing or this certain thing. So,
Tom's got bought out?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. There was also another one. Native got bought out by SC Johnson. It was like a shampoo and conditioner thing. So there's just a lot of questions out there. So then I was going to ask a question. Are you guys in the camp of life is too short, indulge? Or are you in the camp of let's... do all we can to be the healthiest we can be.
Let me think about that.
Bob, I already know your answer. After your woe committee last night or whatever you called it.
Yeah, our housing authority, homeowners association group met last night. Yeah, it's like, no, I'm c'est la vie, I'm go for it.
Yeah,
I'm,
you're like, you know what?
You know what? Yeah. God's we're all comets somehow. And we're all going to burn out sooner rather than later. And yeah, I mean.
How about you? You're relatively healthy,
I go back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, it goes, anyway, I can't really talk too much about it because it brings up all of these terrible nightmares of things that my wife has said to me as I'm getting out of the shower and how I'm not doing what's necessary. Yeah. She'll say things like, and I think I've told you this before in the green room before, but, you know, my wife one time, Rachel Giesing, everybody, she'll say something like, yeah, she's great. She'll say things like, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase because she said it much harsher than this.
I know.
But she's like, you know, honey, you know, I'm getting out of the shower. I'm putting a towel on. And she says, you know, honey, you know, I don't mind being married to an older man, you know, and because I'm.
What's your age difference?
Almost 12 years.
Whoa.
Well, it should have been. I mean, well, it should be like half plus seven is the goal for every man. But I did 12 years. It's fine.
There's a goal.
Half your age plus seven. 100%.
Ew.
Half your age plus seven.
I don't even figure age into the calculus. It's like I found somebody I fell in love with and that's who I married and she's a year old younger than me, but it doesn't matter.
When you're thinking about your spouse, you don't have to think too much about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and go.
No. You don't even have to look. You don't have to see. If you value them for their spirit.
Is it for reproductive purposes or where did this half plus seven come from?
So half plus seven.
Or did it come from Frankie's black book? He's like, you know what? I'm going to create this.
I had no experience, no luck with these women. Let's move it down a notch or up a notch. Half
plus seven. I would challenge the listener to Google half your age plus seven. It'll come up 500 times.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. I get out of the shower.
She says you're old.
And she says, I don't mind, being married to an older man, but what makes you think I want to be married to an old man who's not taking care of himself?
Oh,
and I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. I'm paraphrasing.
Well, but, taking care of yourself is, I think, a little bit different.
She didn't
than
say that.
Overindulging.
She didn't say taking care of yourself. I'm using a euphemism.
Yeah. 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 Cause you don't want to offend.
I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah. I got it.
And I don't want to offend my wife who's, if you listen,
she's probably like this. Oh my God.
I didn't say that. Mm-hmm.
Ship sail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, by the way, so there's this, I make this joke sometimes about making sure that young kings know the right move to do as they're getting older, because there isn't really anything out there for boys. So Bob, you raised some boys.
Two.
You've got all girls.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're raising young boys today, mm-hmm. when you go to Netflix or Amazon Prime, or you go to all of these different places, mm-hmm. there are, generally speaking, there isn't anything for boys. There isn't.
What do you mean?
There isn't anything for boys.
Clarify.
Okay. So
resources,
if you were go, no.
Entertainment.
If you go to Netflix for kids,
uh-huh.
if you go to the kids thing.
Okay.
If they have anything like race cars, it will be a neutral gender race car thing that
really?
Like, girls can enjoy. Now, if you're looking for something for boys,
some research on this.
Not going to find it. It is very difficult to find programming for boys.
Maybe that's your algorithm.
No.
They're
no.
everywhere.
Look,
I think
let me back
it's
up.
Like endless, right?
Let me back up.
Yeah.
Do you remember take a look at any sitcom, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh my God, I watched Married with Children this morning, which talk about offensive.
The women are smart and put uh-huh. together, and the men are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is yep. the general thing for sitcoms, okay? The women are beautiful and put together, and the men are either ugly and dumb or good, or really good looking and dumb in the case of Friends. You know, you've got, so for example, like Phoebe was dumb.
I think there used to be a pretty
and
good
Joy
balance.
Was dumb, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty even there.
Yeah, I think yeah. there was a pretty good balance.
Friends was a very evenly distributed sitcom, mm-hmm. for the most part, I think. But if you take a look at almost all the sitcoms, it's the new movies, like Disney movies. My kids and I
Disney
have walked
movies
out of
are
Disney
a little
movies.
Different. I feel like between Netflix shows, and maybe we've talked about this a little bit, but it goes back to the wokeness. Every show has some kind of underlying agenda. So it used to be like, I just brought up Married with Children. If you were to watch that show today, if woke people were to watch that show today, they would be like, oh my God, I'm just so offended. I can't believe this, the right. stereotypes that are happening right. here. But it used to be, you would talk about economical issues like Roseanne, right? They were always talking about how hard mm-hmm. it was to have and keep a job, how hard yeah. it was to raise a family, the trials and tribulations of having young kids and having living in a small town. And that's the kind of stuff that I think really resonated with people as a whole, because everybody was experiencing kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. right? And it wasn't so much focused on, well, Roseanne was a working woman, and I feel like they were both kind of on playing field as far as intelligence and stuff like that. I mean,
I
granted,
so.
The woman was yeah. still kind of in charge, even with Married with Children. Peg Bundy, who is a stay-at-home mom and who doesn't really do anything but sit on the couch and eat bonbons and smoke cigarettes and watch TV, she still kind of wore the pants at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe is a little different. But as far as like today's sitcoms are just different, shows in general are different, because there's some kind of underlying agenda, it seems, and it's not all economical. It's more socio. Does that make sense? So it's kind of shifted so that you can't, if you don't identify with something, you're not going to like a show. Whereas before, everyone identified with this show because everything was relatable. And now mm-hmm. it's like shows aren't made to be relatable anymore. They're made to kind of prove a point or divide.
Yeah. And I don't really, do you watch a lot of sitcoms?
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, I mean, I used to love watching.
Love them.
I mean, my number one go-tos were Cheers, Seinfeld, things. Sure. Like, yeah. I mean, those were just, if that was on.
Yeah.
And I do have to admit, when I was a young child, and I don't know if this is emasculating myself or not, but I did like the Golden Girls. Sorry.
Yeah. No, they were funny as hell.
Amazing. Golden Girls
was great. It was a great show.
It was great. Well,
a great show.
See, yeah. They ran the gamut between.
I don't know why I liked it so much.
Yeah.
The intelligent one, the dumb one, the old one, the hooey, you know.
What?
The hooey, the more frisky one.
Oh,
say.
Okay.
Oh, Blanche?
Blanche,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, everybody knows Blanche. But you had a bunch of women, and this was kind of before the times of, you know, they were divorced or widowers, and is it widowers?
Widows.
Widows.
Widows are women.
Widowers
widows
are men. Yeah. Okay. They were widows, so, and they were all living together and experiencing all of these, like, almost dramatic things happening, but it was still relatable to everybody.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was just so funny. What was her? Estelle Getty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe that, what was her name?
She was the youngest one.
I was going to say, she was the youngest
one. The one who played the mom.
Yeah. The oldest, I can't remember her name.
Was it Bea Arthur or Betty White?
Bea Arthur was the oldest. Dorothy.
Yeah. She was
the
oldest?
She was the oldest and she looked almost the youngest.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And also, I saw this, the latest, Sex and the City movie that came out recently. I guess. So Sex and the City, those gals, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker et al., those four women from Kim Cattrall, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know all their names, I know Sarah Jessica Parker.
Charlotte.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, those four women were the same age as the Golden Girls when the Golden
Get out.
Same age.
When they started the show?
Yeah, within a year or two. Yes.
Holy
same age.
Cow.
So yes.
Yeah, I love these kind of little facts.
Yeah, that's awesome. A little factoid.
Wow.
Yeah. That's true. So I did fact check that. I'm like, that can't be right.
Yeah.
And I went down a rabbit hole on it. So what they did was, you know, back in the, was Golden Girls pretty much 80s, right?
80s, 90s. 80s, 90s. Yeah.
Well, definitely in 89, 90, 91.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
Right, for sure, because I would watch it when I came home from school. But amongst other more manly things, like GoBots.
Gilligan's Island was on when I came after school.
Did you know
after
that
school.
Gilligan's Island only ran for 3 seasons?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
3 seasons?
3 seasons.
Yeah. And it was always on WGEM like at 4 o'clock. So I'd get home from school and I'd watch that. Like that and Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Talk about politically incorrect show now.
Right?
Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of them.
Shoot, you can barely mention like Nazis and stuff now. It's like, but then they were just like, it was hilarious.
What about Price is Right? I know that everybody kind of grew up with that, especially on your sick days and whatever. Have you seen it recently?
No.
Is Drew Carey still hosting?
Yeah, but there's like 4 people in the audience. It's such a sad, sad display, almost worse than walking through the Quincy Mall anymore.
Wait, there's nobody in the audience?
No.
Why?
I am guessing it since like COVID pandemic type stuff, and they just haven't gone back because I'm sure that they still, I don't know if, how they're getting their viewership because I can't watch it, and it's just very sad.
It's no,
like, and the
forever.
Set is cheesier almost, like it's just very... almost plastic. You can, and then you look around the audience and they have like 2 people sitting here, 2 people sitting over here. It's very,
because of COVID measures.
I would assume that that's when it started.
That's super strange. And they never went back. Oh, that's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
You have to check it out. I hate to even recommend it because I'm like, ah, and I love Drew Carey.
Yeah.
But another show.
Yeah. His show was good.
His show was good too.
Yeah.
Cleveland Rocks.
But I really liked The Price is Right when Bob Barker was the host. It was
who
fun
wouldn't?
To watch.
Had the beauties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about not politically correct on
Diane
there
Parkinson.
Either. Like they,
yeah,
you.
He,
I had Diane Parkinson's he, issue of Playboy. Yes.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's what not that I want women to be like, what is it, objectified, but I do like when men notice, you know, the greatness of women. I don't know what that makes me. I'm not a feminist. I do love, having my door held for me, and
you're an old school feminist.
Yeah.
But you're
I don't ever want to be held back by anything because I'm a woman. But I do like to have the privilege of being a woman.
Somebody for opening up a door for you. Like you wouldn't be mad about that if someone.
No.
Oh my God! If they don't open the door, I'm like,
right.
Excuse me.
Right. Hello,
lady. In your presence here.
Chivalry.
Yeah. Right.
Hello. Yeah. I always try to.
That's understandable.
Always.
I know. Yeah. And not that I need somebody to like. Pay for my dinner or whatever, but it's a nice gesture both ways. But I think, yeah, chivalry is
should
very
men
nice.
Always pay for dinner?
No,
on the first date.
No,
no.
Not now. Back then, yes. Not now.
No, I do think it's very charming if they, in, like, if they, you know.
I'm gonna teach my son no dinner until she earns it.
Shut up. Ew, Frankie. Paper, rock, scissors for dinner.
I know you're kidding, but no, I don't think it. I don't think a man has to pay for it. I think that if he pays for it under the guise of he's getting something later, that's a problem. But
yeah,
first of all,
it's charming for him to, you know, kind of demand that.
Listen,
he takes
I
the
need
check.
All of our sensitive listeners to leave the room because I'm going to say something.
Cone of silence.
I'm going to get into it. Ready? You got 2 seconds. Ready?
Okay.
Mute it. Right. All men pay for sex every single time. It does 100%. Not matter. 100%. They're all doing it all 100%. The time. It doesn't matter.
It goes
every
back to
date,
women wearing the pants.
Yeah. Every single thing that you do, every single thing a man does, he's paying for sex.
I believe it. And
all the way across the board.
And this is why I don't think that, and again, sensitive listeners, like feminists who are like super extreme, you should go ahead and realize that we wear the pants anyway. It's fine. We don't have to wear the label. It's even better if we just do it inconspicuously because then it gives men the impression that they're ruling the world while women are really out here like this. Okay, here's what you should do.
Yeah, I mean,
does that make sense? I'm not trying to be like a total dick. I'm just saying like just if we're being real, which I think we try to be out here. And it's because we both have different abilities and that should always be they both should be celebrated.
We all have strengths and weaknesses. Yes. We all have things that make a good team and I know diversity is a bad word for a lot of people, but you need it. You really do. You can't have, again, when we started this and had just a bunch of old middle-aged white guys, it's like, we need to like actually have some like females here to work as well
keep
and to
line.
Be partners and to, you know, help us with, you know, do the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so it's absolutely needed.
Yeah. It's a necessity. But, I mean, I don't remember where we were going, but I think as far as being, defend, you know, like you feel like you're offended by TV shows. You feel like you're everywhere you go. You feel like you either have to be offended or defending things, right? It's like, who has time for that? I don't have time for that.
No, it's people... We talked about this last week too. People get worry way too much about things that aren't in their, not only aren't in their control, but really have no impact in their lives if they even looked away, but they caught their attention span on a social media feed. So they decide to be offended.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I think it's like everybody just wants to be right anymore. It's not even that you're offended.
Everybody wants to be outraged. Everybody wants, you know, everybody just wants to be pissed off about something. Yeah. And it's like, just settle down. There's no big deal.
There's more of a dopamine hit when you're outraged. Like when you're calm. Well, you get a big dopamine hit from being pissed. Yeah. I mean,
what about from being right? I want to know if that's a bigger dopamine hit than being outraged.
I don't.
When you I'm telling you right now, when you guys said I was right about the April thing, I was like,
April the draft. You know,
yesterday I was upset about something and I was pissed. It was just like, I just let it go. And it took me until like I woke up this morning to be over it, actually. And then I was like,
did you immediately want to get up and like run laps or like what was your.
No, I'm just like, it's not that big a deal.
Good. I'm fine. Let it roll.
Yeah. Would get my coffee and then went back to work.
I'm sorry, but your wife was right.
It wasn't. That wasn't my wife. Things are great there. That wasn't the issue at all. I mean, it's been. But no, this was a work thing. It was just like
work sucks sometimes.
Yeah, but this has been we're fast approaching our second birthday here at Muddy River News, and it's really been.
What are we gonna do? Take a trip?
Amazing growth. No, we're not taking a trip. It's really been an amazing experience in these 2 years. And actually, Matt and David were in here today, and we were just talking. It's like, boy, it just seems like. Been around forever. And I was like, well, it's because we've been around forever and we've all worked together in different capacities in different places, but we've all, you know, we just have this familiarity. And then, you know, having, you know, with Randy and Brittany, and then you guys are more newcomers, but still, I mean, we've all got this, you know, it's comfortable and it works and it's going in the right direction.
It's very stable as far as like a workplace. I feel like we all talk about balance. Like we all just kind of balance each other out, and it's really nice. And I keep getting regular comments and compliments about Muddy River News that I try to pass on, but
no, I guess. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people I was at a thing Sunday and I had multiple people come up who I hadn't seen in a while. I'm like, oh, dude, you did a great job. Keep with the good work. I'm like, thanks. Yeah. And then I have people who send me emails after we talk about priests and yell at me. So that's fine too.
That's my
bad. But hey, I'm the captain of the ship. So I'm the one that takes that and just says, okay, and responds and says, sorry. Yeah. And we move on. And, you know, we had a mistake in a story yesterday and we fixed that. And it's like, you know, I accept that responsibility, but it's all part of the team and we all learn from it. We all work together. We all improve to get better. And we always try to get better, every day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the thing.
I gave a speech last week at the Elks Club.
Oh yeah.
How'd that go?
Exchange Club. Yeah.
Exchange. Well, really well. Seven people told me that they like the Club Muddy podcast.
Yeah.
Seven people.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a good number.
I mean, everybody at the Elks is like very.
But you weren't, because you weren't talking about that. You were talking about your Sixth Street stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about Sixth Street.
But then they all just said, oh, yeah, by the way, we like that.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. They say that they like that podcast. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, like when the first one or two people say it, I'm like, okay, good. That keeps on coming.
Yeah. Talk about a dopamine
hit. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's, and again, like I said, the next, the 29th, 30th, that's kind of our, you know, okay. The LLC was officially born on March 17th. So St. Patrick's Day is like the official when we went in the books, but we flipped the switch on the 29th and told everybody about it on April 30th. So it's so like the next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh.
Again, we'll do something for the staff. I mean, we'll do something that everybody kind of get together. So,
yeah, cool.
But
we're going paintballing, so we can.
You guess you guys are doing that, and then I'm getting dunked, and I have to do some stuff on that.
Where?
April 30th, I'm getting a dunk tank, so I'm there. So yeah, I've got to.
I can't throw, but I'm
set notes
I'm
to everybody to and let them all take shots at me. So I'll start promoting that next week. So
good deal,
good time.
Practice my arm.
So, all right, that's all the time we have for today.
It's nice talking to you guys.
Thank you guys for stopping by. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.